And now it's time for our weekly trip around the state in the segment we call 300 Villages. First, we'll head to the Northwest Community of Wales on the Bering Strait, and then to Metlakatla, an island community south of Ketchikan.
My name is Frank Crissy, and I am the mayor of the City of Wales. Well, we just got done with a festival. It's put on by the IRA Council, and they bring in dance groups from all over, as far as Barrow and Point Hope and Gamble, Diomede, Savoonga. It's a pretty well put together thing. It's everybody gets involved. The city does, the IRA does, the corporation, even the school is included. Let's say a once in a year festival that everybody gets to enjoy. Yeah, it's about the shortest point, Wales to Russia. We can see Russia. It's about 37 miles away. And it depends on the person, what he wants to do. We've had people trying to go to Russia on a bathtub to a kite surfer, or just plain swimming. The only thing that we've had this summer is that we had a group of kite flyers, surfers, I guess you'd call them, and those two gentlemen made it from Russia to here. Well, every once in a while it gives the people something new to look at. I mean, this is not an everyday occasion when you got two kite surfers flying over from Russia, and the weather conditions and everything here are so, let's say, quickly changed. Let's say when they enter the water, they're taking their lives in their own hands. That's the pure fact of it.
My name is Arthur Fawcett, mayor of Metlakatla, Alaska. We're on Ned Island. We're 18 miles south of Ketchikan, but we are the only Indian reservation in Alaska. Our tribe is Tsimshian. We originated, our grandparents moved here from Canada. There's another Metlakatla in Canada, so we call that Old Metlakatla, and this is New Metlakatla. We're finishing up the pavement of our 14-mile-long Walden Point Road. Hopefully that will be finished within the next 4 days. So with this road, in any kind of emergency, we'd be able to access Ketchikan and get our patients out that way. It's an opportunity for education, because they have the University of Alaska at Ketchikan, and there's a lot of our members that live in Ketchikan currently and work at the local shipyard. All around is just increases with increased economy.
That was Frank Crissy in Wales and Arthur Fawcett in Metlakatla. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg. Tune in next week when we go hunting for edible mushrooms at the Fungus Festival in Cordova. I'm Ed Schoenfeld.